I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Say Ukraine today, and if you're lucky, you'll get somebody who knows there's still a conflict in that country. But if you say Ukraine today to Sergei Rakuba with Mission Eurasia, you get a totally different story about 500,000 people wide.
At least 500,000 people gathered together downtown, capital of Ukraine, Kyiv, to celebrate God's faithfulness, to have a day of Thanksgiving together, and celebrate 500 years of Reformation.
The turnout yesterday to celebrate God's faithfulness shows how the Holy Spirit is moving in Ukraine. However, one of the most puzzling things is this gathering of 500,000 people didn't make a blip in the news anywhere. Keep praying that the Ukrainian church persists in their witness. And it's been a year and a half of growth since the Slavic Gospel Association launched its long-term frontier ministry, the Reach Russia Now initiative. SGA's Eric Mock was just in the field, shares.
Reach Russia Now is a broad-based initiative filled with many different aspects. An exciting aspect of Reach Russia Now is an aviation aspect. Now, part of the reason many of these villages have never been reached is many of these villages have no good year-round accessibility.
But through partnership and support, SGA is helping to train pilots who fly national missionaries to these villages, many of which have never even heard of the gospel. Pray for the pilots and the missionaries bringing the gospel to Far East Russia, and pray that the villagers would have open hearts. For the details on how to get involved, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.